Shvius, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes, 3-9. The Mishnah continues to discuss the halachas of removing stones from one's field. We had said before that the principle governing everything is if it doesn't look like you're taking stones for planting, it's permitted, but taking small stones would look like you are preparing your ground for planting. Here the Mishnah will say that large stones can be removed. As the Mishnah says, Avni Katef, stones literally means stones of the shoulder, but let's translate loosely for a minute as large stones, ba'os mikol makom. They can come from anywhere. Anywhere means, we had previously said, that one may collect stones from his neighbor's property without a problem, since no one normally would clear his neighbor's field of stones for planting. One doesn't do that. So here we're saying, on your own property, you can take stones, as long as they're large stones, because if they're large stones, it's evident to everybody, you're not doing it for planting, you're doing it for construction purposes, you want those large stones. And similarly, the hakablan, a contractor, mevi mikol makom, he can also bring stones from anywhere, meaning from the field on which he's on. Now, two pshats on what the kablan is talking about here. The first pshat is, we're talking about someone who's mekabel ba'arisos, someone who is a sharecropper, and we previously differentiated between collecting stones on your property versus your neighbor's property. Your neighbor's property permitted to take the stones, your own property you're not permitted. The question is, what's with a sharecropper? He doesn't own the land, but he works the land and has a stake in the produce of the land. So is that land now considered to be his land, in which he can't take stones? Or is it considered to be not his, it's the landowner's, and therefore he could take the stones? So the Mishnah here is saying that the Kablan could take the stones from anywhere, meaning even from the land on which he lives. The reason being, he doesn't own it, and he hasn't got a guarantee that next year he'll even be given the contract to do the sharecropping on this property. So therefore, there's no reason why he would go out of his way to clear the field of stones. Therefore, he's allowed to take stones even from his the backyard on which he lives as a sharecropper. The other pshat of a kablan is contractor, like a builder, building contractor. And if you're a building contractor, you need stones all the time, and everyone knows you need stones all the time because you're building things. And that being the case, we say, according to the second pshat here, that as a builder, everyone knows you're collecting stones because you just have a need for stones for construction, and no one will think you're being a planter and planting on that field. And therefore, we let the builder take the stones, even in his own backyard. Now, we return back. The Mishnah discusses what defines Avnei Katef, what is a large stone. So, Ve'elu Heim Avnei Katef, what constitutes a shoulder stone, big enough that one could take from his own backyard? Kol She'ena Yecholah Lihinatel Ba'achas Yad, Divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe holds a stone that you can take and use for construction is a stone that's so big it can't be lifted up with one hand. And that being the case, since you don't want to hold it in one hand because it's so you can't because it's so heavy, rather than hold it with two hands, you just sort of put it on your shoulder for carrying. That's Rebbe Meir Shita. And Rebbe Yossi Omer, Avnei Katef Kishman. Avnei Katef, shoulder stones are exactly what they're called, meaning when someone refers to it as a shoulder stone, meaning like a large stone, that constitutes a shoulder stone. And how big is that? Kol she nitalos shtayim shalosh ala katef. Not stones you couldn't carry in one hand, but stones that you normally wouldn't carry in one hand because your hand get tired, your arm get tired, your fingers get tired, and therefore you'll pile up a couple of these stones on your shoulders and carry them on your shoulders because it's just easier. If they're that big enough that you'd rather carry a couple of them on your shoulder, that's already big enough to be considered to be avnei katef that you could collect from your own field and in the sixth year after planting season and the seventh year and not look like you are preparing to plant. And the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Yossi, meaning large stones that you wouldn't carry in your hand, you'd put in your shoulder, those are big enough that you can take them and there's no fear of marasain, you can take them for construction and no problem.